Vibrant
music teaching.
Proven and practical
tips,
strategies,
and ideas
for music teachers.
This is the Vibrant Music Teaching Podcast. I'm Nicola Canton, and today I'm telling you why I don't want talented students. I've met some teachers who tell me, I am very lucky to have the most wonderful, amazing, talented students. And I have to smile and nod and say, that's amazing for you. And in my head, I'm thinking, that is not for me. Hard disagree with that statement. I think this comes back to how you think about our jobs and what we do and the kind of job you want to do. A lot of these teachers are not really teachers anymore. A lot of these teachers are coming to me and saying that, and they mean they are only getting, you know, pre-college students or very dedicated, ambitious, competitive students is often what they mean. And again, good for you, good for them. I've no problem with these students existing and these teachers existing. But are they teachers most of the time? I would argue no. In most cases, their lessons, what they're doing is acting like a coach. There's nothing wrong with being a coach. I just prefer being a teacher, which is why my favorite students are not the most talented, pre-college, ambitious, competitive students. So let me explain some of the reasons why, because I think it's useful to not pigeonhole yourself, but define for yourself the kind of students you really want. And if you're feeling the green envy bubbling up about these teachers who have these students in competitions in your local area who are so amazing and obviously practice for hours a day, great. If you really want that, great. Acknowledge that to yourself. But let's unpack why you might not, because I don't. So the number one thing for me is that teaching beginners can have the greatest impact on them as musicians and honestly as humans, not to be egocentric, but it really can. And if you're working with these very talented, ambitious students who are at a later stage of studies, you're not teaching beginners. Again, nothing wrong with that. But I think for too long, we have painted it as the beginnerness is the drudgery you get through in order to teach them at this level. Because you're just hoping they'll stick around until it gets good, until you get to play Chopin, right? Until we get to a level where there's some Chopin that exists, or whatever your favorite piece is, your favorite composer. But that's wrong. Teaching beginners does not have to be drudgery. It does not have to be dull. You do not have to teach out of John Thompson or whatever other method you find excruciatingly boring. Not picking on John Thompson. I just know a lot of teachers who hate teaching beginners who are sticking to that method. If you believe that teaching beginners can have a huge impact and be fun, then you wouldn't want to only have intermediate and advanced students. Teaching beginners can be a wonderful experience and can really set them up in a way that has this massive effect on their future as a musician and a massive effect on their brain development. Because if you teach them well and make learning fun and engaging, you're more likely to have them stick around. And if they stick around for at least 3, ideally 5 years, as the studies show, we can make their brains stronger, essentially, better connected, work more efficiently for the rest of their lives. Isn't that incredible? But that can only happen if we teach them well, as beginners. I would never want to let go of that experience. Reason number 2 is that I am proudly a Jill of all trades in music. I can jam with guitarists and do sing-alongs, and I can play from written music. That is still my favorite thing, but I'm not a specialist. I like a little bit of improv and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I don't want to be a specialist, and I don't really want students who are either. That's not to say I will force them to not specialize. So if they take an amazing interest in Bach and want to spent several years just learning the well-tempered clavier.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm not saying I will force them to do other things, but I will try and encourage them to, because that's what I believe in this music world. I want to create well-rounded musicians who have diverse skills and who are adaptable and therefore have all these types of music open to them because they are all valid and can all provide you with amazing experiences. Now again, that doesn't preclude them if later down the track they want to specialize, they want to study music at college or to do some other specialized interest in music. That's great. I believe they'll only be stronger for this well-roundedness. But if we're talking about super competitive students, those who literally are in competitions, they are specialists. I mean, they have to be specialists in memorizing and performing really challenging pieces for whatever level they're at. That's literally what they have to do. I have to do that for most of the year in order to achieve those results. If they want to be competitive, literally. So I don't really want those students because I value this well-roundedness, this ability to be a Jill of all trades and maybe a master at one if that's the route you choose to go down. Now, sure, I see the bonus when teachers are so glad to have these really dedicated students. I see the bonus of that dedication. I get it. I want it too. I want them to practice steadily and to be dedicated to their goals in music. I think that's lovely and great. But I also have a core belief that most kids, most, not all, most kids should not specialize. And this time I'm not talking about in one area of music, I'm talking about in music. Most kids are better benefited from being explorers when they're young. And I think it's happening too often that kids are specializing because, I mean, I especially see it as an outsider looking at the States, but I see it here too a little bit. If a kid gets into musical theater, they only do musical theater. If they get into swimming, has always been the thing here, they go to swimming every morning and several evenings in the week. That's a specialist. That's dedicated to one thing and not really having space in your life for much else. Now, I was the opposite of this as a kid. I had too many different activities. So yes, I didn't always practice as much as I should have or could have if I didn't love so many different things. But that led to me having a broad view on the world and on what we can do. And I hope bringing that into the world of piano teaching and music education. If I hadn't been so broadly interested as a child and as a teenager, I wouldn't be able to bring the world of dancing and art and other things, those lessons, back into now my favorite thing to do in the world, which is teach piano. I wouldn't be able to do that. And I think it is happening a bit too often that kids are becoming specialists. And again, I'm not saying every kid. If a kid struggles with other things and finds this obsession with whatever the case may be, and that's all they want to do and they're really driven about it, I don't think we have to take them out and force them to also do all these other things. I'm just saying, forcing us to be so dedicated to one thing, I don't think is always a good thing. And kids who are practicing for hours a day, maybe not because they want to and have that natural desire, I've had those kids, but because their parent insists or they're so competitive about whatever goals they want to achieve that they're pushing themselves that hard, I think we might have lost balance and perspective on what childhood is supposed to be. Finally then, selfishly, I thrive on variety. That's what I love. I love doing various things, as I've just told you from my childhood, doing karate and two different types of dancing and swimming and piano and flute and all of the things, right? Horse riding, I could go on. I like variety in my life. And for me, all adults, all advanced students, is not it. It's not the variety that I crave. Now, some teachers would feel that is variety because they have so many different students and each student brings a unique challenge. I get that argument and I agree with you. It just doesn't feel like variety for me. I love switching between different levels and different ages of students during my teaching day. It's what I thrive on. It's what I enjoy. It's what keeps me happy and involved in this profession. I don't want to have all beginners all day either, and I get the pain often when teachers move location, you'll have all beginners, and that's tough. And I get how that can be dissatisfying in its own way. Although I think we can choose to love beginner lessons, as I've said. But having that variety is really important to me, so I don't want all advanced students. I don't even want all the most advanced students in our studio. Like, I have two other teachers working with me, and sure, I could cherry pick. I could just pick only the students that practice and are beyond a certain level. I could give them all to myself. But I don't want to. I also don't think that's how it should be, because I think that would make you gradually worse as a teacher. I'm not saying teaching all advanced students would make you worse. I mean, in many ways, it might make you better at teaching advanced students. I'm just saying if you let yourself only take the easiest option out of your studio, if you have multiple teachers, I think that's a recipe for deteriorating your own skills, perhaps. So what do you think? Do you want all perfect, talented, competitive students, whatever way you describe them? Is this what you'd love your studio to be filled with? Do you want a mix like me? Or do you love teaching only beginners and find unique satisfaction in that? Let me know your thoughts and what kind of studio you have now, whether it lines up with your goals. Vibrant Music Teaching membership costs less than the price of one lesson each month. That is totally worth it for all of the courses, games, resources, downloadables, printables that you can get access to as a member, as well as a fabulous community support you'll find inside. Go to vmt.ninja and become part of the revolution.